Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a Friday night in Northeast Florida in the fall. That means high school football. Tonight on CBS 47 Action News, Jackson, investigation uncovers Florida's system to track high school football concussions is broken. Russell Colburn has been investigating this for months and months. The number of concussions reported statewide, Russell, inconsistent, inaccurate. How can that possibly be?
Well, it started this year, Rich. The Florida High School Athletic Association mandated that these schools report their high school football concussions, really concussions for every single sport. But as you mentioned, we've been working on this for months, and we compared the numbers that the Duval County School District reported to the state to the numbers that the state has, and they're not even close. For one school, there are as many concussions reported as there were players. So something is wrong here. There's no accountability for the schools to report the correct numbers. There was some back and forth about if schools could be fined for not reporting. Turns out that was a miscommunication completely from the entity responsible for collecting this data. It seems they have a lot of work to do to get accurate numbers, and that's what we're exposing tonight.
You got coaches, you got teachers, you got parents, you have the players themselves. At some point, where does the accountability come in? Does it lie with the coaches or the parents or both? Is it on the school? Where does the responsibility and accountability ultimately fall here?
Well, for a concussion, for example, the kid would report the symptoms to the coach, and then that would get to an athletic trainer. And from there, it's supposed to get reported to the Florida High School Athletic Association, and that was mandated this year. So what's happening is there seems to be a little bit of a disconnect there. For a while, the FHSAA could only give us one blanket number for statewide concussions. So then we asked, well, what is the point of that? Are you not tracking them by a specific area or school so we can possibly make safety changes to keep kids safe, while they're out there experiencing Friday Night Lights? And there weren't a lot of answers coming to us until we kept pressing and pressing, and as you said, the system appears broken.
So it's a new program, or at least a change, and does FHSA give you I guess a little bit of insight into, hey, we're all trying to figure this out as we go, or is it deeper than that perhaps?
They did say that this is a new program and they're still working to refine it. They would not accommodate an on-camera interview on this, even when we drop by their office in Gainesville. We'll have to see where it goes from here. Obviously, the goal being student safety.
Absolutely, and accountability as well. And as a parent, I'm friends with a guy who has a daughter who's suffered a couple of concussions, not high school football, I think it was volleyball, if I'm not mistaken. And just the layers that parents have to go to for treatment and the concern that happens for the children in the weeks afterward, obviously some accountability is really important. What are we going to see tonight in your story? 5:45 tonight on CBS 47.
That's right, and we're going to introduce you to a family who has been living with this for the 5 years since their young man was playing football. Mm. He suffered several concussions and admitted to me that he didn't report his second concussion symptoms because he wanted to get back on the field. That's another issue here. So you're going to hear from this family who is still dealing with the problems of concussions. They actually had to rush him to the hospital just last week. You'll hear from them about why they're calling for accountability on CBS 47 Action News, Jax, at 5:45.
A great story, a real important investigation. Russell, look forward to watching it tonight. And I think any parent is probably going to need to watch this as well. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of follow-ups that come in the weeks ahead. So great reporting by Russell Colburn at Action News. Jax, watch it tonight on CBS 47 at 5:45.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.